Patty, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Patty? Is it okay or not okay if this coach lost his job?
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
He should be just suspended because, you know, look at Modern Family. They've got that big star on it, and he always dresses up as a clown, and he's very popular.
Fizbo.
Oh, Fizbo. Oh, yeah, that's right, Fizbo. Well, where have you been, Crazy Patty? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Oh, well, I've been here, but my family told me not to call in to Michael.
Oh, well, why did your family tell you that?
Well, because they said that because of the last incident, you know, it's just a radio theater, and
Wait! By last incident, you mean when you showed your hoots?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's only the hoots that God gave you, or the devil.
That's what I think. But see, I had to choose between Michael and my family, especially my brothers. And
Oh man.
Oh, Patty, do you want to take Drew Garabo's virginity today?
What?
Whoa.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, SBK.
Well, I was wondering, Patty, can you confirm something for me?
Sure.
Are you actually crazy?
No.
I knew it.
No, I'm bipolar.
Oh, yeah, see.
Well, she's not crazy.
Well, you're good on your meds, right? You're on your meds. You're taking care of yourself.
I'm taking care of myself. I'm on my meds.
Nikki, what'd you say that she did to Rob's crotch?
Well, to Rob in Spanish, she got at a little massage party in Mike Calta's office, and they got, you know, she was rubbing a little below the belt.
Whoa. Patty, did you do the rub and tug?
I didn't actually touch. I just, like, pretended.
I saw the video, Patty.
Looked like you were touching, Patty.
Well,
who had the better package? I've always wondered this because they're good friends of mine. Spanish a little closer to me than Rob is, but I find myself wondering about their genitalia frequently. Who would you say had the more substantial genitalia, Spanish or Rob?
Yeah, who did you love pretend touching the most?
Rob.
Rob had a thicker hog leg, if you will.
Yeah.
Man, and Spanish spent more time with her in the room.
Oh, wow. That hurts.
He even took off his shirt and everything.
It's a shame what y'all doing to this lady.
Well, he said hog leg?
Hog leg, you know.
You know what, Drew? Would you do me a favor and, you know, tell Mike that I love him. It's just, you know, it's all my family's fault, you know.
Would you? Okay, let me say this. What if we got Mike on the phone? Like, you're not allowed to call Mike's show, but what if I got Mike on the phone right now? Your family couldn't be mad at you for that, right?
Well, I don't know. They told me to only listen to Christian or Muslim radio shows, and I can talk on those.
Oh, well, that's us. We're Christian and Muslim radio shows.
You're calling Muslim radio shows?
Hold on one second.
They told me.
Hold on, Patty. All right.
This is a page out of Calta's book, just calling somebody up.
Yeah, this is real.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Patty, I want you to talk. Pretend you have Mike's cell phone number.
He's not going to answer.
Yeah, he is.
He's not an idiot.
He's asleep.
Oh, yeah, he could be napping.
He said he won't talk to me anymore.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard him say on the radio.
Well, he could talk to us, talk to you through us.
Mike?
Yes?
How's it going, Mike? It's Drew.
Hello, Drew.
Hi, we have somebody here who wants to talk to you. Go ahead, lady.
Hello, Mike.
Who is it?
This is Patty.
Hello, Crazy Patty.
Hello, Mike. Are you taking a nap? Did I wake you up? I'm sorry.
I'm currently in downtown Atlanta right now, going to our Cox corporate building.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're at your big meeting. Listen, I just wanted to say... I had to choose between my family and you. So I had to choose my family because they were very mad about what I did on the last show.
Wait a second. First of all, you're clearly choosing me because you're on the phone with me right now. And I'm sure that I've treated you and been much nicer to you over the years than your rotten family has. Right? True or false?
Well,
Patty, no lies.
You've treated me very nice, but, you know, I can't abandon my family. And
I wouldn't say you can abandon them. But if they loved you, they wouldn't make you choose. I love you, and I wouldn't make you choose. I'm happy to talk to both of us.
He's got a great point there, Patty.
I have the wisdom of Solomon.
I just don't know. You know, my brain is always so sort of messed up with this bipolar stuff.
Sure.
Well, I had no...
Nobody's mad at you here, Patty. We all love you. We'd never ask you to choose. So I just wanted you to be able to talk to Michael so that you know there's no hard feelings on our part here.
Well, I mean, there will be if you abandon us.
No, I don't want to. Are you abandoning me? You said you're not talking to me anymore on the radio. No, I heard.
I think they said that you're not talking to us anymore.
Oh,
I have no reason to be mad at you. You're an excellent guest on the program, and the last time you were there was hilarious, so I have no problem with you.
There you go, Patty.
Yeah.
Everybody happy?
Yeah.
If there was a fire in the building and you and Seth were there, I would save you first.
Aww, so sweet. Well, let's put on a happy celebratory song and do the safety dance.
Oh, yeah.
You happy, Patty? I'm happy.
Dance, Patty.
Do the safety dance, Patty. We love you, Patty.
Do you want to tell Mike quickly whose hog leg she enjoyed more?
Oh, yeah. She said she liked Rob's genitals better than Spanish's.
Why? Because of girth reasons or just...
That's the impression I got. Was it girth reasons, yeah. Patty?
Spanish didn't show me anything.
I'm going to show you mine next time. I'd like to hear your comments.
That's awesome. Well, Patty, thank you. Mike, enjoy the corporate stuff that you're doing up there, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
All right, kids. Bye, Patty.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. I love you guys. Bye.
We love you, too. Bye, Michael. Bye, Patty. Bye, everybody.
Say, we can ask if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude or totally rude. You can act like an imbecile.
I feel like we built bridges.
Yeah, she sounded like she left on an upbeat.
Yeah.
On a high note.
Very, very happy.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. How may I help you today?
Yes, sir. Look, my Gmail address is Curtis.
Yes.
At Gmail.
Right.
And I can't get it in this phone.
Okay. What would you like?
I forgot my password.
Okay.
I keep getting, and that, well, by the time I get to the thing to go to put it in,
yep,
it don't let me put it in.
All right. Well, I've had many women the same way. Let me get some personal information for you, and I'll get you to the right place, okay? Okay. What city are you in, sir?
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa,
Florida. I'm getting real upset about
I can
my
tell.
Email.
I understand, sir. I'm here to help you. There's no need to get upset. I'm here to help, okay? Okay. Who will you be voting for in the upcoming election?
Does that matter?
It does. I need to route you to the right person, sir.
Guess what? I refuse to answer that.
Well, then I can't help you with your Gmail unless you're willing to help me with who you're willing to vote for. If you tell me Trump, I'll put you to somebody. If you tell me Hillary, somebody else. Third party, someone else. Who are you voting for in the upcoming election?
I'm going to vote for I don't vote.
You're going to vote for you don't vote. Well, if you don't vote, you can't complain, so therefore you can't complain about your Gmail.
No, I can complain about my Gmail,
not if you don't vote.
I just don't vote.
Can't vote, can't complain, sir. I'm very sorry. If you had to vote for someone in this election, and I know that it's hard to choose, who would you vote for?
Somebody else.
Very good. Okay, somebody else. Very
anybody good. But Hillary or Trump.
Anybody but Hillary or Trump. All right. Good. Thank you. All right. And would you describe your chest as smooth, moderately hairy, or extra furry?
Huh?
I say, would you describe your chest as smooth, moderately hairy?
Oh, no, mine's smooth. Look, I'm an Indian.
Do you mean Indian, like from Middle East, or do you mean like Native
Indigenous? No, I mean like I'm an American Indian. I'm a Blackfoot Indian. My chest don't have no hair.
If your chest don't have no hair, that means your chest has some hair on it.
Huh?
Thank you. Very good. All right, Chief Proudfoot. There you go. And I hate to get personal here, sir, but when it comes to the status of your genitalia, would you say you are snipped, unsipped, snipped, or not certain?
Hang on a minute. I can't believe you guys are asking me these questions.
It's a crazy world, sir. We just have many different specialists who can help people with their Gmail problems, and I need to make sure that I get you to the right person. I say I need to get you to the right person, and we have certain people who deal with circumcised people, certain people who deal with uncircumcised, and then some who just,
circumcised.
I'm sorry, did you say I'm circumcised, or did you say uncircumcised?
I says I'm circumcised. My thing's been snipped.
Your thing's been snipped. Is that a Native American tradition, or is that an anomaly?
Actually, no, it ain't really a Native American thing. It's just that I was born in 1965, and they did that in the hospital.
Well, that's good. They better to do it in the hospital than a Kinko's, I like to say.
That's what I don't know. I'm laughing about this. This is making me laugh.
Good. Well, see, you called upset, and now look at you. You're laughing and all that good stuff. That's great. When it comes to dining seafood out, do you prefer Red Lobster or other?
I prefer Alaskan king crab.
That's the finest of the crab, isn't it, sir? Tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
Okay, very good. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Okay. Who's that talking in the background?
That's my girlfriend, and she's also got a phone, and so does my friend, and another friend of mine, and another friend of mine. And you know what? There's probably about 300 people that I've referred to Metro PCS.
Right.
That when I go over and take off, that I'm going to take them with me.
Well,
because when I start talking about another service,
don't you threaten me?
Jump service.
Well, don't you threaten me, sir? I take my business very personally. If you threaten me that you're going to take your business someplace else, I'm going to find you. I'm going to break your kneecaps.
Right.
Right.
She says she likes lobster.
No, that's.
She says, are you buying her dinner?
Well, I might. Am I going to get a little dessert, if you know what I mean? A little.
Yeah, one minute. He wants to know if he's going to get any dessert.
So let me ask you this very important question. Who do you think you called?
I called Metro PCS.
Perfect.
611.
So you thought you dialed 611 in your phone.
Okay. You
dialed 727-579-1025, which would be Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. The guy isn't speaking to you for
hang on 1 minute. This is Drew Garabo?
That's right, sir.
Hang on 1 minute. No. What are you fools up, dude?
just talking to your boyfriend, ma'am. He called us and thinking we were Metro PCS, and we just thought we'd have a little fun with
him. Hold on, wait a minute. I can't hear Spruce BS, man. Well, I mean, y'all cause a joke, ain't you?
I don't know if we're causing a joke. I don't know what's really happening here, ma'am, but your boyfriend clearly thinks that he was calling Metro PCS when he was calling us. I'm Drew Garabo.
Who did he call?
I'm Drew Garabo. I'm doing a radio show right now on 102.5 The Bone.
Oh, my God. You ain't got him on the radio, dude.
Well, turn your dial to 102.5 right now, and you're going to hear your sexy little voice, honey. I'll wait.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Let's go this way. I like lobster.
You like?
Taking me out?
So you want me to take you out for some lobster?
Hell yeah.
Do you have the necessary dental work to consume and masticate the lobster?
No, I know I didn't tell him. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I told
you. And he had you rolling.
What is this? Some you guys swing by any chance? You into the alternative lifestyles at all? My girlfriend and I have been looking for a sexy young couple like yourselves.
Soft swap.
Soft swap. Not full.
He's got you on your balls,
Danny. What? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Just wondering if you and your boyfriend there, you ever do any soft swapping? Ever, you know, ever let another man take care of you in front of him or behind him?
Well, that ain't my boyfriend. That's my best friend.
Oh.
What are you guys up to today?
Doing a little day drinking?
We drink every day of the week.
You don't say. What
do you think about the Lightning re-signing Kucherov?
Turn it down, because now he's messing with me. Now I'm going to play with him. Yeah. What?
Oh, my friend Seth asked you what you thought about the Lightning re-signing Kucherov.
Well, yeah, I can't hear.
What are your feelings on the Tampa Bay Lightning being able to re-sign Nikita Kucherov?
I want them to do whatever they got to do. I love Tampa Bay Rays.
The Rays.
All right, well, I wish this had happened at 3:45 rather than 5:45 because I'm kind of up against it right now. But listen, yes, Seth.
What do you think about Donald Trump's recent leaked audio?
Oh, here we go.
Don't go.
Ma'am?
Oh, she's been gone.
You guys still there? Was it the Kucherov question that did it?
I think they got caught up in the fog of...
I think so. They're 30 seconds later, they're going to be on. Hello?
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. We will get to DJ Avi in a moment. 877-327-9797. Your man ain't got no job?
Not at all. He had actually just gotten laid off when we started dating.
So how did he say that to you? Did he say he was between jobs or what?
He just said, he had quit his job. He didn't like it at all. And he said, I just don't like it anymore. And we still started dating and ended up getting married.
If he said he was trying to find himself, would you have headed for the hills?
I don't go for that, though.
Yeah. Screw that. Screw a guy trying to find out why he's here on Earth. Yeah, who has time for that? What a bunch of whores out there.
So guys aren't allowed to find themselves spiritually?
It's just the way it sounds. It makes it sound like, where do you go? Like, go to Israel or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to Israel.
To find himself.
No. I know, but I'd rather, he was so motivated. It just, wasn't working out with the economy and everything, and it didn't change the fact that I was falling in love with him.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Got all mad at her.
I hope there's some decent girls out there that don't get all hung up on whether a guy has a job or where he's at in his life. And
if you're at the point where that girl was, where she was already falling for him, then that's fine. But I'm just going to stay away from you so I don't fall for you unemployed guys in the first place.
Yeah, you meet a guy in a bar and one of the first things, hey, so what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm between jobs right now. I'm trying to find myself. Bye-bye.
So you girls aren't worried about whether or not a guy is loyal, whether or not he'll cheat on you. You just want to know how much money he makes and if he can take care of you for the rest of your life.
Hey. Okay, that's not true, because I don't want somebody to take care of me. I just want somebody who's got a plan. A plan is very important to me. We'll find out about the cheating and stuff later. I want to know you have a plan.
Guess what? I had a plan to be a millionaire by the time I was 25. How's that working out for me? It's not, Danielle. So what, are you going to get rid of me if I was dating you?
No, because that's not your plan. It was unrealistic. You got
no,
a job.
It really wasn't. I was in radio at 20. I was like, hey, 5 years, I'll have my own show. I'll be a millionaire. Yeah. No big deal.
You have a job and you sustain yourself, and that is all I would care about.
Yeah, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but I don't see her with no broke guys.
A bunch of hussies out there.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
It's nice to see you again.
Was that the magic word hussy, DJ Avi?
It was. I love the hussy so much. I like to swap fashion tips with them on Pinterest. DJ Avi is unemployed right now between gigs. Jewish House Mafia is going to replace Swedish House Mafia.
Are you still Israel's hottest DJ?
You know I am. It's just that I'm having a hard time finding gigs right here in the US and A.
I'll be over in Tel Aviv in 6 short weeks.
Well, I will hopefully be over here in the United States of America getting a gig someplace. Would you mind if I try to line up some gigs for DJ Avi?
That would be fantastic, DJ Avi.
Well, just bear with me one moment while I dial this number, okay?
Okay.
DJ Avi is Israel's hottest DJ, making his first appearance on the show when Seth announces a trip to Israel, a spiritual voyage. He's trying to find himself. I think he needs to find himself a job.
Thank you for calling Willie D's Piano Bar, Prost and Deep. Our hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m.
4 p.m.
Saturday.
Who sleeps that late? Bear with me. I'm sorry.
What's going on, DJ Avi?
I'm very sorry. I thought I dialed the right number, but I dialed the wrong number. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay, we're bearing with you.
You're going to break an omelet. You're going to make some eggs.
Is this your first time doing this, DJ Avi?
Yes. Normally, I would pre-record this, but I'd like to bring it to you live.
I understand.
Thank you.
Shh. It's all right. We have the music underneath it.
Be very quiet.
DJ Avi, looking for a job.
Captain Frank.
Yes, hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Do you have live entertainment?
We are not interested, and could you please take us off of your list?
Oh, what list? I have no list. I'm a DJ, and I want to know if you have live entertainment.
No, we don't have any live entertainment.
What do you do to entertain the people there?
We are a takeout restaurant.
Okay, but when people are getting their to-go orders, don't you think it would be neat if you had DJ Avi in there spinning on the one and two?
No, we don't need no DJ spinning on one.
Oh, well, if you don't need no DJ, that means you need a DJ because you use the double negative. Hava Nagila. You could have DJ Avi in your place spinning for the people picking up their soul food.
Hang on just a second. I'll let you talk to the owner and see what he's got to
say,
okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. The owner.
Hello.
Hey, you must be a very important man, Mr. Owner.
I am very important.
How tall are you and how big is your penis? Is it circumcised?
Yes, it is, and it's 8 inches long.
8 inches and circumcised. Look like we are a match made in heaven. What kind of live? What kind of live entertainment do you offer for the people picking up to-go food in your restaurant?
We listen to the radio.
The radio, perfect. Do you listen to the beats, the jungle, the house? What kind of dance music do you play for them?
Oh, I listen to alternative.
Alternative, I love it. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. We could fight some food together as well. My name is DJ Avi, and I'm Israel's hottest DJ. I'm coming to America. I'm trying to line up some gigs in your beautiful city.
Yeah, I wouldn't come here.
You wouldn't come there? Why not?
Too small. They don't understand people from Israeli.
Oh, they don't understand the Israelis? Are you saying there's a strong anti-Semitic sentiment in Little Rock, Arkansas?
No, because we live in Alabama.
Alabama? My God, what city are you in? I thought Arkansas was Alabama. They're not the same?
No, they're different.
Oh, my God almighty. My yarmulke is so embarrassed right now. So anyway, it's okay.
Let's cut to the chase. I'm not interested in live music. I can't help you.
No interest whatsoever in having DJ Avi, Israel's hottest DJ, spinning for your people picking up their collard greens and their baked beans?
Do you understand the English language?
I understand English a little bit.
Not good, I don't think.
No, not very good. No, my English is somewhat broken.
Not interested.
The international language of dance, that is what I speak. We get shirtless. We pump up the jam.
I hate dance.
You hate dance? Why?
I hate dance.
Well, I play for you for 50 shekels. I play a little bit of dance music, a little alternative. You like Smashing Pumpkins?
I'm afraid nothing would get you here.
Nothing will get me there? What about Smashing Pumpkins? You like them?
No.
They're old. They're old? You like the newer alternative, the Black Keys?
Black Keys.
Tighten up.
I'm more from metal.
You're more for the metal side. Like, you like it a little aggro. I love it. Closet homosexuals like me usually do. That's hot.
Wow. That's great.
Do a little Black Keys. You want it? Dance!
Dance!
Sorry that I had to dump myself there.
DJ Avi, you can't say that on the radio.
Yes, I guess you're right. I got caught up in the heat of the moment. I'm sorry.
You can't proposition anybody on the radio.
I'm sorry that you had to hear that. I got a little graphic with him.
Did his accent really take you away?
It did. It is a very exotic accent that is either Alabama or Arkansas. I can't quite place it.
Where's Drew? Is he not coming in for this break?
Is it
just going to be DJ Avi?
No, he'll be right here. Hold on. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
That was nice.
Thank you. Did you enjoy that?
I really did.
I wasn't asking you. 877-327-9797. I don't want to put myself through that if no one's enjoying it.
Well,
you know?
I know we've tried a lot of stuff before, and I can understand why people didn't like that. But
yeah.
I like DJ Avi. People seem to like him. If he wants to call places in Arkansas for DJing gigs, I think it's funny.
The best thing to me is that there really is a DJ Avi, and I'm following him on Twitter, and he really is calling himself Jewish House Mafia.
Do you want feedback from the listeners on that?
Only if they love it.
Are you going to take it as Drew or as DJ Avi?
It depends. If they love it, I'll take it as me. If they hate it, I'll take it as DJ Avi.